an anti-leftist. Foreign nationalisation is easy to speak about because all of the big property in this particular part of East Pakistan belong to those who are from West Pakistan. So it is a kind of nationalism, not leftism. But Bhutto is the rich boy with
the
claim to drawing room of socialism and very irresponsible statement. Very ambitious.
Yeah.
And now that he sees that in the federal government too he cannot be prime minister.
Doesn't his wife push him some too?
It is possible to her to actually knows his
so. You remember?
Yes, of course.
Very
pretty. Very tall magazine. She's Iranian.
Yeah, oh, is that right?
Yes.
I see. Well, I met her. He wasn't there when I was on one of my visits 4 or 5 years ago. She was there. All right. Call it very well. I think she's
very ambitious, but so is he. And from his 80 deputies, I understand that about 60 or 62 are quite wealthy. Landowners or otherwise, this type of...
There's usually a
young man with a whiskey glass in one hand talking about socialism.
God! Let me ask you, what do you think is going to happen there? Is it going to come apart?
Who
knows, of course. But
there is one thing for certain. East Pakistan is very much united around what you call Rahman. It is extraordinary. There were also foreign journalists when I was there who lived inside the country. They explained to me, they said, in every village, in every hamlet, you hear the same words. It's very unified, rich and poor, they are all behind Rahman, who is a very popular nationalist leader. He is extreme in many things, but more moderate than Bhutto in some of his things. And they have, everything has come together, including even this great disaster, the cyclone, to give them this exaggerated martyr
syndrome,
that they have been treated badly, that all their money has gone to the West, and because the West is much more advanced, they think that it has to do something with the taxes which they pay. The West has always been more exciting.
It has to be other things. Maybe rather than that.
Of course, sure. But it is a very
tropical
climate.
There is kind of southern, northern. The people are more, it's like your people in your country are more vigorous people than people in the south.
Yes,
in space. I know.
It's a very different race in East Pakistan.
Right.
But now it is a time of great emotion. They feel that they are from now on going to the past. So I don't think it would be easy for anyone to stop that. Something would have to be given to them. And of course...
some sort of autonomy.
Yes, some autonomy, some advanced form of autonomy would have to be given because otherwise it would be very bloodshed and nothing can be held otherwise. Now, there is also their interest, because they want more trade with India, because even to bring building materials, it has to come stones and things like that. They don't have any stones in there, because it's all silt that is accumulated in thousands of years. And even that has to come by ship, building material, coal, which is nearby in India, very plentiful. So they are interested in having less trouble with India. But India, their government is any more difficulties than Pakistan. The pro-Chinese Bashani could do nothing in Pakistan. Even after the elections,
the Chinese are very good.
We were afraid before the elections that they were able to, because that is a popular country which is easier for them. They were not. But in India, they have some advances in the same part of India, that is to say, the Bengal area.
So the same poor part, except for religion, are the same people.
It's the universe. Where is the inside? The big population problem, or conflict under the people's lives.
It's too bad.
Pakistan will have a president, unfortunately, the time of troubles for some time to come. But I'm sure that you, sir, and your administration could do something by
what
playing the...
I think very much of Gaia. says.
No, he might stay over, because during these elections he was so fair that even the opposition is not criticizing him, but used to be his opposition.
He is a fair man.
But they like very much, they feel very isolated. Pakistan is not friends in the groups, and they have this martyr and isolation spirit all over. For instance, in the recent difficulties, I was there when the Indian people had very severe ones. First, the India had asked for the jihad centers. First, they had asked the expatriates to give back to the hijackers a compensation. Before Pakistan had the time to answer, the Indian unilaterally said, no, flights all over from my territory. Before they could think of some international law to deal with that, the very severe ones of India when I was there, a day before. And the president who had received me said that he had to use her and to other issues of state. The message was saying they were really worried because it was a time of internal important developments in Pakistan, and they were afraid that the Indians were not. Perhaps they thought it might be for the election that Mrs. Indira Gandhi won some secret show to her electors, but they were afraid that she might go so much forward that it would be difficult to retreat after the elections. So when he complained to us that he had no interest from the defense, especially her sector, that afternoon I went to visit her ambassador, Mr. Barton, and the British High Commissioner. Said that of course it was a matter of time because they had earlier with the IR didn't know that it was already referred to and they were waiting for an answer. But they said that the next day they would go, the next day but the United States certainly and the United Kingdom were very worried. They didn't want any confrontation on the continent between these two countries on your side, that you did not want to add in the United States element. Probably the two would unite to throw stones against the witnesses, so as usual. But when I told the Pakistanis that the ambassadors, your ambassador and the British High Commission would come to visit them, and that they were interested, they were worried, it soothed, it gave them an idea of breaking their isolation. Mm-hmm. So I saw that the first thing, it is important to show, if possible, at this difficult time, some closeness of interest to Pakistan. And the second very important thing is, of course, the recruitment. Now you are doing something.
Yeah.
And 5 years have passed. It's very difficult to recruit an army by spare parts. Yeah. Some other tanks, you don't even have the spare parts. Some of the other things. You can see that they are cannibalizing. Trucks taking the carburetor from one unit to the other, the radiator from another one. So that whole army is going down each year. They got some divisions from China, which were from a fighting group. A few Chinese made base of the old Russian factory. Now they are buying a few Mirage, but as an army in 65, they were better equipped. Not quantitative, not quality, not quality.
Yes.
They could defend themselves very well. Now they are in a very bad shape, that demoralizes. And it would make a big difference, I know. If you could do this, still, I know, we all know the difficulties you have in Congress, Mr. President.
Yeah.
But if something you could, if you could do something within those difficulties.
Well, we have, as you know, moved on the objections of Congress and the final objections that we moved on the spare part problem. And I feel that anything that can be done to maintain Pakistan as a viable country is extremely important. They're good people, they're strong people. People like Yahya are responsible leaders. Thank you. this time, of course, when they're in flux because of the constitutional problem,
it will take a very long time. We shouldn't think that everything is settled and stable to move in Pakistan and just to the left meters.
That's you just
after my trip there, one is on the spot, the Orient is so different from us in India. He has told himself to the Turkish forces, so there he is. I have nothing against Central America. It's the only I'm committed now.
Yeah.
So something will have to be done. But what something is, nobody knows. And the timing, nobody knows. And Karyan himself, he said, don't listen to these politicians. They promise so much that they won't be able to do it. His politicians are new, and they don't know it. In a campaign, you promise something afterwards. They expect it. They promise the moon, the sun, and everything.
You know politics very well. I can tell from this brief conversation. Your analogy, your description of rich young boys, martini in one hand and a red flag in the other. It's the tragedy of the world. They don't know what they do. They really are putting the rope around their own necks.
It's similar in Turkey.
You have some problems there.
The leftist young students are more wealthy.
And the more wealthy men. It's like many of our more destructive leftists here, they are not from the poor families, but from the rich, or not the rich so much as the upper class, upper middle class, and so they have perhaps not too much to do. They have no problems in terms of having to work to survive, and so they plant a bomb. You know.
Yes. Now and then they distribute tax to Turkey, so you see it.
Yeah.
You're with the miniskirt and the costs are much not as different but also expensive.
How do
you distribute deficits and then sell it?
How do you deal with the Secretary of Turkey? How is it? As you know, we have been discussing the possibility of a visit to exchange, and there have been reasons why I can't go on, and I wish you could tell the President and whenever Prime Minister, whenever the time is propitious, we are ready. But the point is that Turkey is, I have great admiration for that country. I've been, for going back many years, I was there in 1953, and
yes.
I, of course, have received, when I was Vice President here, I was there again on another occasion. I have to say, sure. And I can't tell you how much I admire the strength of your people, your strength, your courage. I know their problems.
The problems
must survive.
The basis is solid. The greatest majority of the
basis, you think, is majority. Majority is good.
But there's no doubt that the greatest majority is simply all common sense. The difficulty in Turkey is not with the workers or with the economic diplomats or at all. The workers are conservative. The majority of trade unions have been trained by Mr. George Meany and Mr. Brown, so I'm
going to do that. Yes, Peter, and Meany also said that, and I was pleased with that. That's one place where
and they took his principles. There is a splinter, small movement.
And close to the government.
He has done a very good job there. The trouble in Turkey is with the so-called intellectuals, which is the assistant professors,
that means education really is probably maybe not a good thing.
And with us in our country, not a very great problem. We don't know what to do.
I know. We're big beasts, but you know, throughout the world, I think that there's a myth, you know, a myth, frankly, that is taught in schools. But revolutions come from the masses, the downtrodden masses. They never do. Revolutions and destructive revolutions, not the ones that basically build, come almost very much from what would you call the assaulted intellectual, one who thinks in terms of who cannot face up to the hard right way of peace and change. He will not face up to it. he will not get in the ring and politically try to accompany his goals. And so he throws up his hands in violent frustration. As a matter of fact, the intellectual tends to be somewhat feminine in his reaction. And I don't say that in any derogation of femininity in its best sense, but he tends to be very emotional.
Thank you.
difficult for reasons you're well aware. Chief Justice is coming in, and I'd like to say hello, but you know the Chief, our Chief Justice, the Supreme Court?
Look, this
is Mr. Berger. Yeah, we're having to say hello, and he's coming in, and we're having our Law Day announcement today. Now there's got sits saying the clerk who dies.
Yeah, looks that way.
And same with all of them, you know, what a burden for all of you.
And the sister, I think, and John and Harlan, all of them, frankly, I talked to John Mitchell only on her ground hell. Her, I'm going to see if we can see that John gives you an appointment for it.
Of course, I'm asking him. John's a good man, but he's very simple, but he's all right, and I get these other people that are on. But you like what you know. That's better than what I was doing. That person is better than what I was doing. I'm not so frustrated now. I can do something about it.
Well, these men, this race says you're at the top of the greasy pole. So
it's a little like the difference between the rest of this president and the armies.
That's right.
Well, where everybody's obviously proud of it. You know, you can eat on this side and that side of the rest, but
press it down, Mr. President.
15 or 15.